Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Monday, November 28th, and my name is Mark Rector. During this season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Genesis 3, and after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts. I'll be reading today's passage in the New International Version, the NIV. Today's devotion is titled, Hope Remains. Here's Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." Adam named his wife Eve, because she would become the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. As I mentioned, my devotion for today is called Hope Remains. And it really is reflecting, I think, what is a main point here in this passage, that even in the midst of darkness, rebellion, and sin, that hope remains. Has there ever been a moment when you did something wrong or bad and you immediately regretted it? When I was in seventh grade, all the way back in 2006, I went to a big birthday party for someone in my grade one night, and I definitely had a bad moment that I regretted immediately. Believe it or not, there was a time when the iPhone didn't exist. In fact, there was a time, at least according to my seventh grade self, when the Motorola Razr phone was all the rage, and I had to have it. So this birthday party on that fateful night I broke my Samsung flip phone on purpose. Several of my friends showed off their razors, and I convinced myself that if I broke my phone, my parents would have to buy me a new one. Every time I remember breaking my phone on purpose, I cringe. What was I thinking? Just so you know, my parents did not buy me a razor. In fact, I went most of seventh grade without my own cell phone. How could I have felt so entitled? How could I have possibly thought it was a good idea or that my plan would work? I remember telling my parents that I broke my phone on purpose as soon as they picked me up from the party. I felt ashamed and embarrassed, and I knew on many levels that what I did was wrong. I think it's easy for some of us to read Genesis 3 and wonder how Adam and Eve could have sinned against God when everything God had created at the time was perfect. What were Adam and Eve thinking? Why did they eat the apple and feel the need to do things their way? The answer is relatively simple. Adam and Eve thought they could do things better and be better than how God had made them. Essentially, Adam and Eve wanted to be their own God. Like Adam and Eve, I wanted to be my own God when I broke my phone on purpose. I thought I knew better than my parents and could do things my way without any consequences. All of us, on some level, have the inclination to try to be our own God. This is the root of sin. But if there's any good news from Genesis 3 and the fall of man, it is that God promises to remain with his people and provide for them even when they do not deserve it. While Adam and Eve were banished from the garden, they were not left without hope. And as ashamed, embarrassed, guilty, or inadequate as we might feel from the effects of our own sin, we are not left without hope either. The fall of man wasn't the end of the story. From this point on, the Bible continually points to a Redeemer who will be God with us. His name is Emmanuel. He is Jesus Christ, our only hope in life and in death. This is who and what we long for this Advent season. I hope and pray you will be reminded of this great truth. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we admit and we confess that we are far from perfect. In fact, we are sinful. And yet, Lord, as we read Genesis chapter 3 today, remind us, God, that the effects of sin are great, and yet the promise of hope, it remains. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is indeed God with us, Emmanuel. Lord, as we reflect on our sin, as we reflect on our brokenness, we ask that we would be reminded, Lord, of how great, Lord, how gentle, and how humble our Savior is, that we might come to him, that he would be our hope now and in the days ahead. We love you, and it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.